With SRN News, Armit Thomason. One is 5 years old, the other a six-year-old. Two little boys in extremely critical condition after a shooting at a small private school in Palermo, Northern California.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
The subject responsible for this shooting targeted this school because of its affiliation with the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Honey said the gunman had no prior connection to the victims. He was dropped off at the tiny Christian school by an Uber driver for what was described as a cordial meeting with an administrator about enrolling a child there. The sheriff says the gunman's body and a handgun were found near playground equipment on school grounds.
That subject was deceased and appears to have a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Audio courtesy KRCR. I'm Jennifer King.
The NYPD is hunting for the gunman who killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel yesterday morning. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there was nothing random about it.
Every indication is that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack.
At least one witness says a gunman laid in wait for Thompson, who was headed to the hotel to address an investors conference. Also at SRNnews.com, despite help from its friends Iran and Russia, Syria's army continues to fall back in the face of a rebel offensive. The Syrian army confirms its withdrawal from the central city of Hama after rebel fighters shattered its defenses. If there is a ceiling for Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency hasn't found it yet. Bitcoin topping the $100,000 per coin mark as its post-election rally rolls on. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 10 points, NASDAQ futures off 14, and the S&P futures 3 points in the red. This is SRN News. A Louisiana church rises from the ashes.
Greater Union Baptist Church of St. Landry Parish was burned to the ground by an arsonist in 2019, but the congregation of the historic black church has rebuilt it, and the sanctuary is set to be rededicated this month. Pastor Patrick Laverne tells News 15, quote, "It's a new beginning. We have a bigger facility, and we have a lot more options than we had in the old one. As is stated, what the devil meant for evil, God turned into good." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a transgender athlete have urged the Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division at powerlifting events, saying he is protected against discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the grounds that he is a man and enjoys strength advantages over actual women. Cooper sued in 2021. This is SRN News. The Justice Department wants to place the Memphis PD under the federal microscope.
The Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against black people. That's according to the findings of a DOJ investigation launched after the beating death of Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop in 2023. The report says that Memphis police officers regularly violate the rights of the people they are sworn to serve. The detailed account marked the conclusion of the investigation that began 6 months after Nichols was kicked, punched, and hit with a police baton as five officers tried to arrest him after he fled a traffic stop. I'm Shelley Adler.
A pair of European satellites is rocketed into orbit on a mission to create artificial solar eclipses. It is the first mission to create artificial eclipses through high-precision formation flying in space. More details, SRNnews.com.